There is a really powerful connection and relationship between the liturgy and our life. That may seem like an obvious statement, but really, it can be so easily forgotten. What I mean by that is that if the liturgy does not point us in a particular direction or in a particular action, a particular way of life, then we haven't really entered into the liturgy. We haven't really done the things that are necessary for the liturgy to do. What should the liturgy do? Well, at the very core, what should be true every time we go to Mass is that the person that leaves Mass is more fully converted than the person who came to Mass. In other words, we're different people because of the action and grace of the liturgy in our lives. The gospel gives us a very interesting part, though, or a kind of a way of measuring this. Because if we go to Mass, but we're not loving God more or loving our neighbor more, then Mass really hasn't been something we've entered into. Now, to be sure, this is a challenge. This is difficult. If it were easy, we'd all do it, and the world would be quite different. It would be a really different place. So it's not an easy task. But if we do it, if we actually enter into the Eucharist, if we actually enter into Mass, and we love God more, and we love our neighbor as ourselves, great things can happen. The season of Lent is a time where we stand before God and ask God to help make this more of a reality. Whatever it is we've chosen to do for Lent, its purpose is the same, to help us to love God and love neighbor. The preface of the Mass will say that one of the things that should happen from our Lenten observance is that our Lenten observances should contribute to the feeding of the poor. In other words, the things that we choose to do should bring us closer to God, should cause us to be able to sacrifice for the good of others, and should cause us to be generous. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. That is what we celebrate today. That is, in fact, what the season of Lent is all about. And on this Friday, it's an important reminder that on the day our Lord died, he did so for each one of us. On the cross, he personally remembered each one of us. In his life, he personally remembered each one of us. Today, enter into this Eucharistic celebration and ask the Lord Jesus, as you receive him, to help you to love God and to love neighbor evermore.